This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, first thing to do for the new year, chastise the executive producer of this show for being a dodo bird. Hey, welcome. Happy New Year, kids. It's Kevin McCullough, and we are on the air. As your TV screen says, or your streaming screen may say, if you're watching on what are we on? We're on the YouTube, so you can go to the X3 Media Studio YouTube channel and just search for Radio Night Live. You can find it there. Or you can just go to my Twitter feed, because we're on the Periscope. Do you know about the Periscope? The Periscope is not only something that they use in the Navy to, like, stick your eyeball up and look around and see what's out there, where the other ships are. It's also something that you can now project moving images, kids, onto Twitter with. So it's kind of cool. Anyway, you're going to have to forgive me a little bit. I'm in a little bit of a good mood. Took the 10-year-old, almost 10-year-old, he's not a 10-year-old yet, and the 7-year-old to see Star Wars Episode 9. This is my second time to see it. I saw it on opening day with the lovely bride, because we're geeks like that. We go and we see the Star Wars first because we're fans. That's what fans do. But all day I was using my Palpatine voice. Long have I waited for this moment. And my kids, Jonathan and James, they didn't know what I was doing at first. But the longer I did it, and then we actually got to the theater and saw the film. And my 7-year-old, he was bouncing off the walls to get to see this. We're kind of a big Star Wars family, but I didn't anticipate it being the hit that he. And this is high praise. And if Nick Riccio is listening tonight, who's our normal senior video director, he also happens to be maybe the most knowledgeable person on planet Earth about anything related to Marvel, DC Comics, or Star Wars. And Jonathan, the 7-year-old, said, "Dad, I think that Star Wars 9 was better than Endgame." And I think in some circles, that them's fighting words. So anyway, welcome to Saturday night. First a big Saturday night of the new year. And I see you guys popping onto Twitter. I'll say hi to you in the chat room. We'll chat it up on the keyboard as we go along. Got a lot to talk about tonight, friends, and it's not happy stuff. This week, the president responded to an attack by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, who had killed one of our contractors. And the president has given Iran a lot of space over the first couple of years that he did cancel the Iranian deal, got out of that terrible agreement. But they've been acting badly in the Strait of Hormuz for most of his term in office. They've run at our ships. You remember during the Obama time, they took some of our guys captive for about 24, 48 hours and paraded them around on TV and made them say stuff on Iranian television, et cetera. But in the 3 years that Trump has been in office, they've kidnapped oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz. They've made threats to run at our ships. They have attacked our allies. They have been very poorly behaved in an area of the world where tensions are razor thin to begin with. The stuff that goes through the Strait of Hormuz, if you look at it on a map, it's this tiny little area. Iran has the most amount of shoreline in that area, and so therefore they kind of think that they own the place, even though it's designated as international waters. We have a carrier in the area. We run security detail. We do things there to protect our allies and make sure we've got what we need coming in, going out through there. But they have played very badly. They have sorely misbehaved in a number of areas, in a number of ways, over the first 3 years. And the president has been pretty chill. He's threatened to do some stuff sometimes that he went back and thought about it a little bit and decided, in the aftermath, I'm not going to really do anything there. But when they killed an American contractor in Iraq, okay, Iraq's a sovereign territory. They are our ally. The current government there is Shiite and very sympathetic to the Iranians. But when they killed one of our guys through some of their monkeying around in the Iraqi politics, he had warned them. And he said, don't do that. Don't kill an American. If you want to raise the ire of Donald Trump, don't kill Americans. And this is what I don't get about, and we're going to talk about this all night tonight, by the way. That's why the phone line is open now, 888-340-3373, and then hit extension 1. That'll get you right to Dave, who's our friendly phone screener tonight. He's going to take your call, put your name on my screen so I can see it, and we're going to go from there. But here's the thing. They have had a chance to chill out. They didn't like the Iranian deal going sideways. We understand that that might not be to their palate, to their liking. We know that that kind of offended Obama and Biden. So Biden's in Iowa today complaining about how, the president dismantled this deal. It was the worst deal ever. We basically let them continue to pursue their thirst for nuclear weapons and sheriff themselves on whether or not they were tending to the agreement. And Biden's out there in Iowa today. Well, you know. Hi, it's Uncle Joe. I've got the old bite. I'll touch your daughter. I'll pat your wife on the head, maybe on the butt. And then, by the way, the Iranian deal was working. And I don't know what he did, why he had to go do that. That was Joe Biden today. When he was not talking about, you know, his role in winning World War II or how he was a 16th member of the Marvel Universe. You know, these are the kinds of things that Joe Biden often talks about when he's on the campaign trail. But he didn't do that today. But he was complaining that Trump had moved out of the Iran deal. All that to say that Iran had as much warning and notice that if they killed an American, that there was going to be punishment. Now, this Soleimani guy has been a bad guy for a long time. In fact, this is how bad he was. When it started popping up in the news the last couple of days that President Obama may have had chances to, in fact, kill him himself. Of course, he didn't do that because he wanted to get the Iran deal done. And he wanted everything to be totally kosher with Iran. Obama viewed himself with Iran as kind of like Nixon with China. He thought this was going to be the great watershed moment and he was going to get all kinds of praise heaped on himself for it without having any knowledge of how to do international diplomacy, especially with terrorists. All that aside, here he is, yesterday and the day before having to defend himself, saying, hey, I never had a chance to take him out. Now, I had General Jack Keane on my daily radio show on Friday. He said there were plainly opportunities in not just the Obama administration, but in the Bush administration and in the Clinton administration to take out Soleimani. And he has created trouble going all the way back to Khobar Towers and the attacks on our embassies. Long before 9/11, this guy was a bad guy, killing Americans, killing hundreds if not thousands of innocent people year after year after year. He was personally responsible for at least 603 of our people's deaths in Iraq. And I asked General Keane, who was a four-star general when he retired, I said, well, what did you say about him? He said, well, I went to Congress and argued that he was as bad a dude as Osama bin Laden, that he and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard should have been classified as the most wanted terrorists on planet Earth. Under the Obama administration, that fell on deaf ears. As soon as Trump came into power, they reclassified him. And they said, this is actually a thing. Soleimani is a bad guy. We're not going to let him just, like, walk around and do whatever he wants. So here's the thing. 800-340-3373. I'm sorry, 888-340-3373. Getting back in the swing of things. My phone number. What I want to know is, do you feel like that, and I'm going to pose several of these press kind of principles that they're posting on social media and talking about in their outlets and stuff. Do you believe that Soleimani had been warned or had enough warning, or Iran kind of knew what it was getting into when it decided to kill the American contractor a week ago. Is this an overreaction in your mind? One of the reasons I ask that, 888-340-3373, is because the Democrats and the media in particular are out there talking about how President Trump has started a war. And he clearly hasn't. He hasn't declared war on anybody. He hasn't started a war. In fact, he said quite plainly they killed this guy because he's looking to stop a war from happening. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Curious as to your thoughts on that. We are live from New York. We are back from the holiday break. I can't wait to talk to you. Who will be my first caller in the year 2020? We'll get to you. 888-340-3373, extension 1. And when you call, if you disagree with me, you get to go to the front of the line. 888-340-3373. Don't go away. Kevin McCullough coming right back. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And if you miss any of tonight's show, go online to SoundCloud or iTunes and get the podcast. We're also streaming live at Twitter right now. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com, the discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys.
All right, Happy New Year, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you back with us. First broadcast of the new year. Hope you enjoyed the best ofs that we ran for you last week. I was actually listening to my own show, driving back from the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina to get into the New York City area, listening to Don Trump Jr. have that conversation with me from earlier in the fall. And it was a great conversation. I'm glad we reran it. A lot of things that he said that still hold up and actually are very, very true. We're dealing with a different animal this post holiday. We are now going into a year in which not only do you have the election going on, you've got impeachment, and now the Democrats are running around screaming to everybody, Trump's starting a war, Trump's starting a war. I don't know. Is he starting a war? He said that he's not starting a war. He said he sent this message to help Iran understand clearly that they're not dealing with President Obama anymore. We're not going to tell them that we're going to be tough and then not be tough. Now, before you get to that slide, Walter, go to the other one. So earlier today, the Iranians said, well, because you did this, we're going to retaliate. And so they came up with a number. Nope, not that one. There's one where the that has the number that the there we go. Here we go. So Iran vows to hit 35 U.S. targets, and to really scare people in Tehran, they stuck a red flag up on top of some of the mosques. And evidently the red flag means blood or something, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. But it's all flying and it's out there, and they vowing, we're going to hit 35 U.S. targets. So what does the president do? What does the president do tonight around 7 o'clock, the breaking news? As Fox reported it, he says, well, that's okay. If you do that, then we're going to hit 52 of your sites. And by the way, your sites are much more condensed and much easier for us to get to. So, does anybody want to see an escalation or a going to war footing? No. But someone has never made Iran play by the rules. This is the first world leader, not just the first president, the first world leader to do this. Most of our European allies want Iran's money, so they're willing to still do business with them, even though they're building nuclear bombs to try to kill all of us. Let's take your calls on this, because I want to let you drive this first conversation of the new year. Connie has dialed us up. I think she's calling from Atlanta, I think, or close to there. She's watching on Biz TV. Connie, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
I've got some opinions about this.
Go ahead.
I totally support Trump. We did not do this to declare war. We did it in retaliation for what they did to our embassy, and they've been doing this kind of stuff for a long time. I don't want war. I don't think anybody that I know or even thought I knew wants war, but it's about time somebody stood up. It's probably going to turn ugly, and I understand that, but we are done being a doormat, and I think a lot of people that I am, you know, in knowledge with and friends with and family agree with me on that.
Yeah.
Because we've been backing down.
No, for the last couple of administrations, we've not been nearly as strong with Iran as we needed to be. And in the 8 years of Obama, we just rolled over like a doormat and said, here, just do whatever you want to. All right, okay. Connie. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think we need to be involved in other countries and what they do as far as their financial situations. And I don't think we need to be dictating foreign policy when it doesn't concern us. But I do think we have every right to defend our embassies, and go Trump. I'm glad he did it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Great call to start the year off with. Let's go down to Orlando, Florida, because Sam's on line two and calling in from the new home state of the president. Hello, Sam. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Totally agree with Donnie. I think she's right on the money, you know.
Well, talk to me about
what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, talk to me about what your observation is, because, you know, she mentioned the attack on the embassy, which I, you know, could have thrown in there. That was true. But the main reason that this was done was because they had killed a contractor. And when you come at the embassy, which is sovereign territory, that's the same thing as if they were to set foot on American soil here on the mainland and try to hurt Americans here. Same exact laws are in place.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Iran funds half the terrorist organizations in the world, you know. They needed to be knocked back a little
bit. Well, and
bit.
Sam, where did they get the money to do that in the last 8 years? Do you remember airplanes flying in with pallets of cash?
Right. A lot, like I said, in the last 8 years, a lot of it came from Obama.
Yeah.
You know, we've never had another president go to other countries and bow down to them and tell them I'm sorry. Well, an American president shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Nope. You know? I mean, get it.
We take responsibility for what we do, and we're not a bad country. I mean, we're the greatest in the world, you know.
Well, and we finally have a president that thinks that, too. Like, it's exactly. Very different watching this guy operate. Sam, thanks for the call, and I hope you have a happy new year. Thanks for being here.
All righty. Thank you, too, man.
All right.
Wonderful day. I love you, too.
Thank you so much. We love being here with you. Now, the interesting thing about this is we're not used to having a president. And I think that President Bush loved America. I think he was very poetic at times in his public speeches. But there were things that he did that, you know, Americans are sitting there going, well, why are we getting involved in the South Pacific trade deal? That was a loser for American workers. The thing, and I had a long conversation with some friends over the holiday break. We're not used to having a president whose only criteria for solving a problem is what's good for the American people. And that's the thing that drives him. He's not going to be an ideologue on anything else. He wants to know what's best for the American people, which is why the impeachment and the collusion and all that other stuff that we've been dealing with for 3 years is so laughable. This guy got 87 campaign promises fulfilled. Obama had one at his reelection. Bush had two at his reelection. This guy has been a working maniac while holding at bay the crazy, you know, attempts to try to take him down. All right, 888-340-3373. We've got two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa. Checking in a little early tonight is Mr. Frank. Hello, Frank. Welcome. Line one, Frank, are you there?
Yes, sir. You hear me?
I do now.
Okay. Hey, Trump was accused in the media, by the leftist media, of assassinating a world leader. Then there was a stat on that Obama had dropped...
Frank, hold on a second. I'll give you all the time you want, but here's the thing. Not just that he assassinated a world leader. Here's the thing. The Washington Post, when we killed Baghdadi, who was the ISIS top dog a few weeks ago, they said revered Islamic scholar. When this guy got blown up, they called him revered military leader. Like, there's something weird in the water at the Washington Post. I think they have an Islamic fundamentalist on the editorial board or something. I don't understand how they're coming up with these titles. But anyway, I had to interrupt you because, yes, the media is definitely playing games with this.
Hey, that's fine. But they showed Obama had dropped 560 drone strikes on terrorists and assorted bad people. Now Trump, he takes this guy out. Did he not name the Revolutionary Guard or somebody here recently a terrorist organization which would have gave him license to hit this guy?
His administration, and hold the rest of your thought till after the break, Frank, because we got to take the computer cuts us off. His administration is the first one to label them as such, even though military leaders and counterterrorism leaders have been saying for a long time that they needed to be labeled that, and that's what General Jack Keane told me on Friday. All right, all we're talking about tonight is Iran. Join us, 888-340-3373.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's ambassador is urging the UN Security Council to condemn what he calls a criminal act of state terrorism by the U.S., referring to the airstrike that killed General Qassem Soleimani. President Trump said it had to be done.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
But Democrats like Virginia Senator Mark Warner say they're worried about the aftermath.
Soleimani was no friend of America, but thinking through the ramifications of what this will do to our position in the region, what this will do to our allies in the region, what this will do to American military and other personnel.
Security experts say that Iran's retaliation could include cyber attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. It looks like some of the buildings here in the city still have their lights on if you're watching on Biz TV. And if you're checking in from great radio stations like WPG, our big blowtorch in Atlantic City. And I'm so thrilled to be on that great radio station. The great Harry Hurley, who as a local host in a relatively not considered to be, you know, a top 10 major media market, makes the heavy 100 in terms of the importance of who he is as a talk radio host every year, and just does a killer morning show down there. It's a great station, great lineup, and the fact that we get to be part of their weekend family is really cool. And we know that we have a huge following there. So thank you to those of you listening to us down the shore tonight in Atlantic City. And if you're watching on Biz TV anywhere from coast to coast, we're grateful to have you as well. If you followed the news today, and I didn't, to be candid, on Saturday I tried to unplug a little bit. I took my boys to go see Star Wars and did some other stuff. But in Iran, they had the big required to participate march through the street mourning for the dead terrorist. And they were chanting things like death to America. They were saying things like America's the great Satan. And, you know, they were bemoaning the fact that not only had Soleimani, the general, been killed, but also about five or six of his deputies, which at the end of the day, pardon me, is just really good. By the way, 888-340-3373, extension 1. We have one phone line open, 888-340-3373. Also, Ilhan Omar and the Democrats have started really, you know, being very vocal about what President Trump did in taking out this guy. And she actually tweeted, there is no way to overstate how ashamed I am to be called an American. Ladies and gentlemen, bring the camera back to me just for a second. This is an elected United States congresswoman. And what I'm about to read from her Twitter feed is what she said publicly after this happened. Okay, she's an elected congressperson. Put the tweet back up. There is no way. Look at the absolute language she's using here. There's no way to overstate how ashamed, in all block letters, I am to be called an American. We need every world leader to rise up and demand that someone stops Trump from starting a catastrophic war with Iran. The time for violence is now. Meaning violence against Trump. Violence against America. There's no way to overstate. So you cannot. You could say she's madder than a nuclear bomb going off in the middle of wherever, and there's no way to overstate that. That, to me, sounds like siding with the enemy, personally. All right, let's go back to Frank, who's been patient and on hold in Des Moines. Frank, we always appreciate your input. You had other points you wanted to make, and I wanted to make sure you had time to get to them.
I had one other point. If she was ashamed to be an American at this point, she was ashamed to be an American all along. So don't let that crocodile tears fool you. But you brought up the main point earlier in when you was talking early on, talking about how important getting that nuke deal was to the Obama administration.
Yep.
These guys, I don't know. Most of the money that was given to them was their own money. It was tied up somehow in our ability.
Guys, can we get the phone calls pulled up just a little bit more? I'm having a hard time hearing Frank, and I think it's partly because it's on our end. Go ahead. Finish that thought, Frank.
Well, it wasn't our money that we gave them necessarily. It was their money that we had somehow tied up. But if you remember John Kerry conceding that, and I think he may even put a percent on it, it seemed like to me he said that about 25% of it they could guarantee would be used for terrorist activity. So that's a slap in the face of America when you give them these plane loads of money, and they know when they land these airplanes and the hostages or something got let go, the sea people, the people that was taken captive on the boat, something, I don't remember what exactly was, but when the money landed, it was a quid pro quo, and Kerry conceded that part of that money would be used for terrorist activity.
It's interesting you bring that up, Frank, and thank you, as always, for your call. Appreciate it. And Happy New Year to you. I hope we hear from you a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's the thing about that. Not only did all of that happen the way Frank just described, but in recent weeks, and this has a little bit to do with probably why they were protesting our embassy, they have had public marches in Tehran by the average citizenry saying, get us out of Syria, get us out of Lebanon, get us out of Yemen, because those wars were being funded by the money that Obama sent them. That money was supposed to go to the people to help get them being fed and other things. It's been propping up these terrorism proxies across the board. So, yeah, you're dead on straight there, Frank. 888-340-3373. But I want your reaction to Ilhan Omar. More on that when we continue. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
T82 premium $34.90. Beautiful shot of Midtown Manhattan. So glad to have you with us from New York City. Every Saturday night, it is America's most syndicated weekend radio talk show, and we are so grateful to have you with us, not only on great radio stations from coast to coast, like AM 970, The Answer in Louisville, Kentucky, WPG in Atlantic City, great like KSLR San Antonio. I mean, I could just list on and on, more than 300 radio outlets across the country, but also 66 million television households with Biz TV, and now we are every week doing the YouTube and the Periscope and the social media and the stream and all the rest of it. And I just want to say thank you. Thanks for making us a priority. I know you've got other options on a busy January, first Saturday weekend of the year. I'm thankful that you've made us part of your life tonight. 888-340-3373. We're talking about the only news story that is really getting any oxygen in the news ether, and that is what President Trump has done. But I also want to touch on this. I introduced this tweet in the last segment, put this back up on the screen. This was from Ilhan Omar, who has made virulently anti-Semitic statements. She hates Israel. She is an Islamic practitioner from a district in Minnesota. She is actually calling for violence against Trump to stop Trump. She's an elected member of Congress. This was her tweet. There is no way to overstate how ashamed I am to be called an American. This is in reaction to us killing the number one terrorist in the world. By the way, Soleimani only reported to the Supreme Leader. He had no other accountability on planet Earth. There's no way to overstate how ashamed I am to be called an American. We need every world leader to rise up and demand that someone stops Trump from starting a catastrophic war with Iran. The time for violence is now. She's calling for violence as an American elected official against her own president. What on God's green earth is wrong with this woman? Line one, David in Louisville, welcome. Thanks for being here. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi. David, are you there?
This is me, David Whaley, here from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, David, go right ahead. You're on the air.
All right. Well, I had a different point, but I heard what you were saying about Ilhan Omar and, of course, you know, the recent attack from the terrorists. But the main point I was trying to make was over the last 2 years we've been hearing about collusion from against Donald Trump, and we keep on beating the dead horse with same thing over and over with the fact that if you look at, you know, Uranium One, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Ukraine, you know, with his son, and over and over and over, we keep on listening to the same thing, and nothing changes. And we're, as Republicans, we listen to the same radio station over and over. And the lesson is being learned. We learn. We know what we're what's being repeated over and over, but how does the message get across to the Democrats, people who don't listen to the radio station, who don't understand what we're preaching every single day? Because it's frustrating for me to listen to Hannity, to listen to Rush Limbaugh, to listen to Joe Pag, to listen to, you know, and then hear the same thing over and over. But I already know all this stuff, and so it's like
Are you inviting friends to join you on the radio? I mean, one of the ways
I am, but it's very difficult because a lot of times it causes arguments.
Yeah, well, it's one of the reasons why. It's one of the reasons why I try not to use partisan or even categories of liberal or conservative as much as possible on this show, because I do like to engage people on both sides. But look, if you're going to fight for principle, you're going to fight for principle, and eventually people are going to figure out what you believe, and they're either going to agree with you or not. What we have to do is we have to make the better argument. And I don't think that there is an argument to be made that says that Ilhan Omar is being a responsible member of Congress by saying she's, number one, ashamed to be of the country that she is, and number two, that she's calling for violence against the president. Like, that is just beyond irresponsible as a congressional member, and actually should
Democrats
be criminal in my mind.
Be hypocritical. Democrats seem to be hypocritical. When you give them facts. Okay, let's just say a person, because you said you don't want to bring up partisanship. So a person, when you tell them something, and then it's a fact of the matter, the fact of the matter is this guy that we, you know, that Donald Trump just blew up on the tarmac, he is a terrorist. But so there's no disputing that. And then you've got people in America that are taking up for this, you know, a Hollywood star. She's taking up for him on Twitter.
Oh, beyond that.
The American press.
Yeah, no. You're exactly right, David. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I've got two phone lines open. 888-340-3373. Now, here's the question I want to go into hour two with as we kind of wrap up this hour in the next few minutes. Why is it that the media and the Democratic Party came out of this response to Soleimani? Now, we've just seen for 2 days our embassy be attacked all out. It started out with just a few dozen. Before it was done, they had thousands outside the gates trying to rip it, shred from shred, setting things on fire, etc. The president says no Benghazis on this watch. We're gonna take care of our people. We're not gonna leave them there to be butchered by the people that are left behind. So he moved in 200 Marines in the next 24 hours, and then all those protesters scattered like cockroaches. They're just gone. It's like turning on the light and watching them run. But that followed on the heels of our contractor being killed. So you had the Iranians propping up the protesters. You had one of the guys that we killed on the tarmac actually as a spokesperson for those protesters saying, yeah, well, you know, the Americans have it coming. And after all of that is reported and we kill this bad guy that we should have killed, a dozen years ago, you not only have Rose McGowan, you have Ilhan Omar, you have Nancy Pelosi, you have Joe Biden, you have most of the presidential candidates, you have all of the Democratic Party, and you have the media taking the side of the dead terrorist over the side of the president elected by the people. How does that happen? Who's voting for these Democrats that are siding with the dead terrorists? Where did we believe at some point in time, especially in the post 9/11 era, that our welfare will be better protected by siding with the dead terrorists? Can someone explain this to me? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And cautionary tone for election 2020. Is this who we're going to put into the White House if we elect a Democrat, someone who would side with the dead terrorists over we the people? Something to think about. Coming right back live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And I just want to make a real quick statement. Over the last few weeks, if you've been listening to the show, we had told you and encouraged you and pleaded with you and asked of you and prayed for you to help us liberate 200 human slaves from northern Sudan. And so let me reset the whole story on this. At the beginning of 2019, Christian Solidarity International told me that there were 164 slaves that they knew of that we could free by the end of the year if we worked together and did it. Okay, so 164 slaves was what they said at the beginning of the year. This is what we can do. We know we've already got the negotiations going on, et cetera, et cetera. Then we hit 164 like midsummer at some point. And so when we got into the fall, I said, well, I believe we can liberate a lot more. And so I put a goal out there to hit 200, which would be 40, almost 40 more than we had anticipated. I really thought that was going to be an amazing, it would have set a new record for us for the year, in terms of having liberated 200 human beings from slavery. Well, I got the last report this week, just before the year end ended. And friends, because of your generosity in this calendar year, we didn't liberate 200 slaves. We didn't liberate 164. We didn't liberate 200. We didn't liberate 204, which had been 40 slaves over the goal. We ended up liberating you and us together. And some of my staff members gave, like, it's a personal thing with us. 254 human beings went free in 2019 because of your generosity. And I just got to say thank you. That's one of the most amazing things that I think a radio show has ever done. And considering that you and I, some of us are only together one day a week. Some of you get me all 7 days a week. But, you know, the fact that some of us are just together once a week. I'm just really grateful. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Very, very cool. 254 human beings now liberated because of your generosity. And couldn't be more pleased and proud. All right. We've got a whole second hour coming up. Phone lines are wide open. We don't have a ladies' lounge tonight. We're just going to talk about the top story of the day. And I want reaction to what it says to you. And maybe you're a Democrat. Maybe you don't like Trump. Maybe you don't like me because I kind of, you know, say nice things about him. That's fine. I'll still be nice to you. But does it bother you of any political stripe to have a congressional member say that she's ashamed to be an American because we killed a terrorist, and that she thinks that violence should be called for to stop the president, the lawfully elected president, from fulfilling whatever national security duties he's lawfully empowered to enforce? By the way, she's not the only one. Colin Kaepernick is accusing the president of killing people of color today because he killed the terrorist as well. We'll get to all those details coming up in the next hour. Our phone line's wide open, 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you then.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. With you.
Message and data rates may apply. Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
That's GetBenefits.com.